Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. I say it to Him over and over. Lord, do anything you want with me, at any cost. Work your will in me." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Music of His Promises, Listening to God with Love, Trust, and Obedience. As you seek a closer walk with Jesus Christ, thank you for joining us for another challenge from Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today with my guest, Gail Summers, the mother of three children and also a part-time teacher at Gordon College in Wenham, Massachusetts. Gail, one of the most knotty problems that women bring to me every once in a while is the question of what to do if she feels very strongly that God's Word tells her to stay home and take care of her children, and her husband feels very strongly that she ought to be out working. Now, before you give me your answer, I want to say I hope with all my heart that there are a lot of men out there listening to this program. It comes on early in the morning here in Boston, so perhaps there are some men listening. We do get quite a bit of mail from men, and we're very grateful for that and glad to know that it's not limited entirely to women. But very often I think the men are just plain ignorant of what the Bible does say. It has never crossed their screen that there could be another view to these things. Mm-hmm. And if he is a Christian husband, then surely he would be willing to listen to you, a Christian mm-hmm. woman who has done some serious thinking on these matters, tell us what God says about it. If he is not a Christian, there are some very strong reasons that you've been giving us mm-hmm. as to why women ought to be staying home. So if a woman is in this very difficult position of wanting to be submissive to her husband and at the same time wanting to obey what she seems to be a scriptural pattern, what should she do?
Well, it is a difficult problem, and I have known women who have been in exactly the situation that you have described, and it's never easy. I think that the first thing that needs to be said is that if we are going to want to live our lives as godly women, we have to acknowledge that the Scripture does teach that a wife has the role of submission to her husband. There is such a thing as submission in marriage. And I know that lots of people have tried to do away with it and redefine it. I'm not really impressed with anything that I've seen so far to get rid of it. I think it's still there. You have to do a lot of fancy footwork around the Apostle Paul's writing to avoid the fact that the man is the head of the woman and the woman is to submit to her husband. So that's the first thing that I want to say. Now, husbands, if husbands are Christian and they are interested in what the Scripture says, then I think that they should be willing to listen to their wives on the subject, to listen carefully, to listen considerately. Think about that passage in 1 Peter where Peter says to husbands to live considerately with your wives. And I think part of consideration is listening, really listening to what the woman says, listening to her reservations, listening to what she thinks the Scripture teaches, listening to what she says about the children, and being willing to be informed by that as well as the checkbook. When he looks at the balance in the checkbook and he looks at all the bills that have to be paid, if he's thinking that really she has to go out and work for a financial reason, which is usually the reason, a financial one, if he would be as willing to listen to what his wife has to say as he is to look at the checkbook and look at all the bills that are due, then he could perhaps make a decision that would take into consideration all that he sees in front of him as his responsibility. He is responsible to be the head of the home. He's responsible for the welfare of the family. If he thinks that the physical welfare of the family is at stake unless there's more money, then that is a concern for him and a legitimate one. But he's also to be considerate of his wife and to listen to what she has to say, to receive what she has to say, and make a decision on that basis. And one would hope that a husband could make a decision that would somehow hold everything together, that he could be responsible in all of his duties as the head of the home, keeping it solvent and physically fit, and also as the head of his wife, living considerately with her, being her husband, and not making her do that which she really doesn't want to do.
So do you think that submission, obviously, you don't think that the word submission, that terrible S word mm-hmm. that nobody can stand, that does not necessarily mean keeping your mouth shut yeah. all the time and never opening your mouth to present a case to your husband if Mm-mm. you feel that he's making a mistake.
Right. I can explain. I mean, I can give an example from our marriage of how submission works because, I mean, obviously I've been on this program for a while and I'm anything but a quiet, submissive person. I have a lot to say. And my husband, unfortunately, is the one who has to listen to most of it. But in our family, the way it works is that if we have a decision that has to be made, he will gladly listen to everything that I have to say. And if he has a contrary opinion, he will tell me what it is. And if I have more things to say, I can say what I have to say. We discuss it completely, and I get a chance to say everything that I want to say on the subject. Then a decision has to be made. There have been very few times in our married life, I can think of maybe five, maybe no more than five, in which my husband has had to say, a decision has to be made. You think that way. I think this way. The buck stops with me. I've got to make the decision, and I say, we're going to do this. And I have had to submit in that I have had to go in a way that I would perhaps not have chosen. I can think of it most clearly when we bought the house that we live in now. I did not want to buy a house. I didn't want to buy any house, and I didn't want to buy that house. And I told him a lot. And he thought that that house was an excellent deal, that it would be very good for our family. And so even though I frothed and foamed and told him that I was nervous, I didn't think it was going to go, we didn't have enough money, my husband said, we are going to buy the house. We bought the house, and it was the best investment we have ever made. We're still happily living in that house, and I can't imagine what would have happened to us had we not bought the house. My husband made the right decision, and I agreed to it, and it was not comfortable. I was scared. I couldn't sleep for 6 weeks after he made the decision, but he had to make it, and I knew that I had to let him make it. So there's lots of give and take, and it's never been the case for us that my husband will make a decision just unilaterally without consulting me. He respects me.
I think it's. I'm so glad you told us that story, Gail, because for you men who are listening, I think it's very easy for men to be cowed by their wives, especially if they're married to people like you and me. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Gail.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to know that your husband, like my husband, mm-hmm. is younger than you
mm-hmm.
are, and my husband is younger than I am. And so they would have various reasons for perhaps capitulating. When God has given them the responsibility, as you say, that the buck stops at their desk. And so in obedience to God, those men have got to take that final responsibility. And they do it in trusting God and in praying through the thing. And I'm sure you and Gary pray about things together as Lars and I do. But the final responsibility and the risk and all the blame that's going to come if the decision is wrong has got to rest with that man. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough responsibility for any man to mm-hmm. take, and I feel for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I have made it very hard for my husband sometimes because I have felt that he was making a serious mistake. Now, what about the poor lady who says, mm-hmm. my husband won't listen to a word I say?
Mm-hmm. And there are women like that whose husbands don't listen to anything
lots
they
of
say.
Lots of them.
So in that situation, I would say that the woman is unavoidably responsible to be submissive to her husband if the issue is, let's say, working. If he really wants her to work and she doesn't want to work, I would say that she would need to get out and get a job if that's really what her husband is insisting on. But I would also want to say at the same time that the woman should be praying and asking God to do something. And I don't know what God could do. God could do lots of different
anything.
Things. But to not feel as if that's the end of it right there.
Yeah.
That if she feels as if she should be home with her children and that working is not the best thing, but her husband wants her to do it, then as the obedient and submissive wife. She does it, but she is asking all the while that God would somehow sort the thing out. And I have seen God do it, actually.
Oh, I have
seen,
too.
And you have also yes. seen it
Wonderful
happen.
Stories of God's absolutely changing mm-hmm. a man's mind.
Right. Right.
And that was an answer that the woman could hardly even believe could ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that her faith was not great enough for, but she just said, Lord, if you have another answer,
mm-hmm.
please do it. And mm-hmm. I know one wonderful story of a woman who had the opportunity to pray and fast for 3 days while her husband was gone. And she prayed specifically that the Lord would change his mind if she was right. She said, Lord, I think I'm right on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's wrong. If he's wrong, Lord, please change his mind. And that man came back. And out of the blue, he said, honey, we have got to figure out a way for you to stay home
mm-hmm.
and take care of the children instead of going to work. Well, Gail, you have so many more wonderful mm-hmm. things to say. I wish we had loads more time, but I'm afraid we're going to have to stop with this. It's Gail Summers that you've been listening to. She's from Essex, Massachusetts, married to Gary Summers, and she is the mother of 3 young children. She's obviously a very articulate woman, and I'm so grateful to you for coming to be with us. And I just want to end this program by emphasizing to any of you men who have been listening, if you are the fathers of young children, fathers of any age children, let's say up to 20 or so, if the children have left home, then I'm not talking to you right at this moment. But if you have children and your wife is working, may I urge you to consider the things that you've heard here and do anything that you can possibly do to enable your wife to stay at home. There are sacrifices, obviously, which need to be made. Sometimes it might mean selling the house, and in the case that I was speaking of before, where the man said, we need to think of a way to enable you to stay home, it involved selling the house. And to their utter amazement, they were able to find another house with exactly the same square footage for about half the price that they were paying. And so the wife was able to stay home. I don't know what God's answer is for you women or for you men, but I would urge you to seek God's answer.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.